emergency rule continues in Pakistan. Christians are targets. Christians respond to Mexico's historic floods, and the church is urged to take on the Advent conspiracy. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church just days away, Christians are feeling the pressure in Pakistan as emergency rule continues. Johan Kandelin, executive director of the World Evangelical Alliance's Religious Liberty Commission, says,
"There is no rule of law right now. Christians are being arrested and human rights workers are being arrested, and they are not being taken to court, so nobody knows where they are. Radio, television is not working, and mobile phone network are cut down."
While Islamists were President Musharraf's targets, Christians and human rights leaders have been the focus. Believers are asking for prayer because chaos could erupt.
In a nation where the majority is very supportive of Islamism, and neighboring country to Afghanistan, anything could happen. I think it's the most critical crisis in the world right now.
Christians are standing strong. More information on how to pray for the persecuted church can be found at our website. Next, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is responding to Mexico's devastating floods. The IMB is supporting relief efforts conducted by local churches. Congregations are planning a relief convoy to Tabasco once roads become passable. Southern Baptist Field Partners are also helping pastors offer the appropriate spiritual response to victims of the disaster. Pray for church leaders as they become the hands and feet of Christ in this crisis. You're listening to Mission Network News. Sadly, for many orphans, adoption will never become a reality. That's why Children's Hope International recruits child sponsors. They have programs in 7 countries where sponsors can communicate and even visit their child. Mary House says just one visit gives a child someone to look up to. House says children often want to help the community because they've been helped.
A child can't have those goals if his stomach is empty, or there is no school, or he doesn't have the supplies required to go to school. But when he has those basics, then he's on fire.
House says evangelism is the backdrop for their work.
Jesus said, go and tell, but he also said, love one another. And we try to share his message by loving all of these children and their families, and by showing that love through physical and financial support.
Get started as a child sponsor with Children's Hope International at our website. Elsewhere, education is something every child needs for a bright future. For an orphan child, it's their only hope. Orphan Outreach is collecting backpacks, school supplies, and toiletries for distribution in partner schools and orphanages. The mission of Orphan Outreach is to glorify Christ by ministering to orphans around the world by meeting spiritual, physical, emotional, and educational needs. Pray that God will call His team together for their December mission backpack trip to Guatemala. And a growing church movement in North America is substituting compassion for consumerism at Christmas. It's called the Advent Conspiracy. Living Water International's Stan Paderak says it began when a coalition of pastors identified the biggest threat to the American church.
Consumerism is probably one of the biggest threats in the American church to biblical Christianity, to historic Christianity. And then ironically, that rears its ugly head at no other time more than the season that we celebrate the birth of Christ.
Participating groups will take an offering just before Christmas, made up of the money saved through resisting materialism, focusing instead on relational giving. Paderak says with these funds, groups like LWI will find ways to love with the love of God.
We tend to really celebrate Christmas in the shopping mall. What would it look like to divert this spending to really fund clean water projects? With the extravagance that's given through Christmas gifts, compare that to the basic necessity of clean water.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.